everybody. We're the Copelands, Kenneth, Kelly, and John. I want to thank Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And Kenneth and Gloria were responsible for this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, too.
I told Kelly that. I said, you know, I've known you about all your lives. I want to thank Gloria. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for their TV broadcast. When I was in prison, I was able to watch the BVOV and learn about my redemption. Read Faith to Faith front to back. That's a devotional that Gloria and I put together. The first one. For 2 years straight, and I still read it today. My whole life was lived in wickedness because I was lost, but prayer led me to where I needed to be. And God sent me in the right direction. I'm very grateful for your ministry because it taught me what the love of God can do in my life. This year, I have learned to focus on gratitude thanks to BVOV, AJ, in Indiana.
Oh,
don't you love it?
I do. You have no idea how much that blesses us to hear from you. And we've set up a great way for you to share your story at kcm.org/BVOV story.
So now, well, we were discussing the fact that what is said in this book carries over to this book.
Yes.
People thought Jesus was a poor man. He was not.
I was going to say, when you said that yesterday, I had this thought. The old covenant and that blessing didn't pass away, but we were sealed in it. In this book, we were sealed in 28, Deuteronomy 28, the blessing. We were sealed in it. It was ratified.
Whew. Well, I need to show you something from Deuteronomy 30. Glad you brought that up, Kelly. Deuteronomy 30, 19. I call heaven and earth to record against you this day. In other words, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore you choose life, that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto the fathers Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob to give them. Amen. And Jacob is the one who changed his name to Israel.
Yes. Yes.
Whoa. That's what this is all about.
That's pretty big that we have the ability to choose.
And do you know that the records of the genealogy that's in the early, or for a lot of part has been lost, but it's in the book forever. So now come over, let's bring Abraham over into the book of Romans. Chapter 4, verse 1. What shall we say then, Kelly and John in class, Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham are justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what says the Scripture? This is not his opinion or idea. What does the Word of God say? Verse 11, and he received a sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised. The circumcision was what marked him. And now, class, you read it on television, you go read it, but for the sake of time. Therefore, it is of faith, that it might be by grace to the end, that the promise, the blood-backed promise, might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but that to which is the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations before or like unto him. Before him, or right in front of him, whom he believed, even God, who makes alive the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. You have the Amplified?
I do.
Oh, you put your ears on this.
Call where do you want me to start? What
were. Verse?
It was 17.
17.
Before he finished.
Okay. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised, as if they already existed.
There's faith. As if they already existed.
Amen.
So I call my body well.
Amen.
I heard Brother Hagin say, why do we let's put up with that? Oh, and he told several stories about it. Well, I don't care. I'm not moved by what I see, and I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe. I believe this. There's blood back in this. Amen. So, and I've told you this before, when they were just children, two things. The Lord said, I jumped out and said, boo, and they went like this. How dare you? Who do you think you are? I've already told you that fear is the enemy. Don't you ever do that again. I called them in and apologized to them for it. Got down on my knees and apologized to them. And both of them said, well, that's all right, Daddy. I said, no, it isn't all right. And you grow up, don't you do your children that way anyway. Fear is an enemy.
Yes. Yes.
Praise God. As it is written, I have made you a... He had the authority to do that. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things to be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. Now listen, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
That's good.
We should be fully persuaded, because Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He went to the cross, bled and died, and went to hell for 3 days and nights, so we don't have to go. And this great apostle said, if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he'll quicken, he'll make alive your mortal body. So that's the connection.
Dad, this says in the New Living, his faith was so strong it could not be undermined by the fact that he and Sarah were incapable of conceiving a child.
Yeah.
So the benefit of living in the Word and constantly in communication with the Lord and talking to him, hearing from him, getting the Word, makes our faith so strong that facts cannot undermine.
That's right.
What he promised us.
And those of you that are not partners with us yet, you need to be. You need to be. I write a letter down these lines every 30 days and have since 1967. Every 30 days. I have never rerun another letter.
And you've never asked anybody to write it?
No. And I had a man, when Doug was CEO, he came in and he said, Reverend Copeland, if you'll let me write your partner letter, he said, I know I can get a lot more money for you. I turned my back on him. And I said, leave my office. Oh, no, brother. I said, leave my office before I knock you out the door. Oh, man, I didn't mean to offend. I said, well, you did, whether you know it or not. Now get! Okay, I'm just trying to help.
Doug is my mother's brother, our uncle. And knowing Doug, he probably just wanted to see that guy get chewed out. He knew what you'd say.
He wouldn't have brought me
in. Knew for sure what you'd say about it.
But I write it myself and scribble out this and scribble out that. And I may call somebody and say, you may have a hard time unraveling this, but let me know if you do, and I'll rewrite it. And every 30 days since 1967, that's a lot of letters.
I've always told him I thought y'all would like to see all the scribbles sometime, just once, because it's really a work of before being before the Lord that you, in the natural labor over that. And it's not the simple little thing that deserves to be just unopened and set aside, because it really is, you get a word from the Lord on purpose.
Well, and I'll sit there. Sometimes I pick it up a day or two before. And I'll sit down in my study, and I have a lounger chair that'll lounge back with my lined ledger and my pen. And, okay. By the blood he entered in. All right. Or whatever dropped in my heart that time. And I keep a little small ledger about this big, a little smaller, right there next to my bed. And sometimes, it happened early this morning. And I got up, and things kept coming and kept coming. So I wrote these things down, and then I thought, that's not any good. So I just got up, looked up all the scriptures, and I made this outline this morning.
Wow.
About 4 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock. Well, now as I went into this one, it gave birth to all these other things, which that's the way the partner letter does.
Well, I know that we were not intending to talk about partnership today, but that's part of my responsibility here is partner relations.
I need to talk about it all the time because they pay the bills.
Well, and it really is more than that. And in sitting in, for 61 years, walking with you and Mom and the Lord in this ministry, partnership is so misunderstood. And I'm going to take a minute of liberty here. Partnership in the world isn't something people fight for, to make partner in a firm, in an ad firm or a legal firm, or to make partner in a doctor's office is like everything they've put all their hours and work and study mm-hmm. to do. Because it means you're reaping the benefits. Mm-hmm. And in partnership with God, Abraham partnered with the word of the Lord, and he moved and he, even though it looks at times like he wasn't partnering with it, he stuck with God's word and he saw it come to pass. And people get to thinking that when we talk about partnership or your letter or whatever partner word we use to communicate an opportunity to join this mission with what God's put on your heart and called you to do, it's really less about the money.
Yes.
Then it is about the people. And we've been reading testimonies to you about people who have watched the BVOV and then they employed what they heard of the word and their life changed. And I get to meet with long-term partners that have been with us for up to 50. We met with a 50-year-er the other day. And the story's the same. It's mm-hmm. not that they just gave you money.
No, it didn't.
They partnered with the word they heard. The word produced in their life, and then they are in it to a higher degree to help get this out to other people. And when we partner together with God's word and the words you hear here, things change. And I just wanted to point that out because it's a precious thing. Partnership is... you could never boil that down to something as common as money, getting money.
And it's not just the blessing that they have in their life. Partnership is also about making sure other people get that same message and that same blessing. Because without them, we don't do this. We don't sit here right here putting this out for millions of people to to have their life changed without partnership. It just doesn't.
Right now, we're calling for a million partners. Amen. Because things have gotten so large. We can't do what the Lord's told us to do without it.
The vision is big.
And it's huge, from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. That's not just a slogan.
Right.
And partners, we have an accredited college.
Amen.
But I've already seen the university.
Come on.
And the university has to have a
endowment?
No, a college doesn't have to, is not required what a university does. A university has to have graduate schools.
Yes.
So, in my heart, I know what the graduate schools are.
Praise God.
And we're going there.
We are going there. And the blessing will bring it.
Yes.
It's
already done. Because I know that, because I know it's the will of God to do it.
Yes.
So this, we put this out so you can be blessed.
Amen.
And so that's the reason the Lord said, don't try to get the word out. And so that's the reason we'll give this to you, only we're doing it.
The nice one. The hard copy is coming.
And this one. The blessing of the Lord's God's original plan for you.
So, you know, you said you wanted to read the I don't know when you were planning to do that. You said you wanted to read the chapters.
Well, yes. The blessing, love's ultimate. How much time do I have? Yeah, well, that's perfect. Chapter 1, the blessing, love's ultimate gift. Chapter 2, the one thing sin couldn't change. Chapter 3, Project Eden, filling the earth with glory of God. Chapter 4, the day the light went out. Chapter 5, activating Plan B, restoration begins. Chapter 6, tracking the bloodline of the blessing. Chapter 7, 10 commandments of love, teaching the Israelites to live in the blessing. Chapter 8, the day all heaven broke loose. Chapter 9, from the cross to the throne. Chapter 10, a reborn race. Chapter 11, the Lord and High Priest of the blessing. Chapter 12, following the faith of Abraham. Chapter 13, breaking the fear connection. Chapter 14, the royal law of the kingdom. Chapter 15, come and sit with me.
I like that part.
In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus.
You've taught on all those things, and it's changed our lives. Yeah. And even as we progress talking about the blessing, I thank you for letting me say that. I just want people to understand what the heart of partnership is from.
That's right.
You and Mom.
And that's the reason for a length of time. You order it, we send it to you free.
Amen.
Amen.
And that it'd be on there how to order it. And don't just get it online. Get the paper where you can highlight it and mark it. I can do that online. Yeah, but you hear me?
Yes.
You obey the prophet, you prosper.
Yes.
I don't care what you can do on that computer. This hardback paper, you get done with it and you hand it down and you hand it down.
Yes.
One of these days, the children are going to come in and say, "We found Pawpaw's iPad." Are you kidding me? You found Pawpaw's Bible.
Yes.
And the inscriptions and
all
that.
The things God said to you while you were reading.
Yes. Then I've marked this thing. Always stay on the God side of everything. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you His peace to your whole family. Numbers 6:24-25. 5909, I put this Bible into service. And it's, and a certain president on a rally. It's President Trump. I didn't go in there to go on a rally. You know what I did? I took him a copy of the MEV and a copy of my Bible and the New Testament and notes. And I just went in there to show him how to cast his care upon the Lord.
Thank you,
and wound up doing a rally.
Hallelujah.
I didn't intend to go on a rally. It was not my intention. Well, that's fine. We got off and he said, I looked over there at his Bible and got him on his airplane. Well, I just sat down in there. I was about 4 hours from here to, a little further than John in the Boeing. And I was sitting here, and Paula was sitting here. She's the one who set it up. I just got my Bible out. They had a bunch of stuff going on. I just got my Bible out and started reading it. It was this one. I had it redone, but he looked at it. And he said, when I looked over there, he didn't miss anything. I looked over there, and he took his Bible to read it. He said, best I could tell, it's just about worn out. Well, it was so worn out, I had to have it rebound. And because it's just, anyway, is yours in the book of Revelation like that? I don't know. Revelation, the apocalypse. Hallelujah. And the blessing is in it.
President Trump told everybody, I looked at his Bible. What did he say? Looked at his Bible and...
He said, it looked to me like it's almost worn out. It makes me want to read mine more.
You know, I love that Paul said he makes us the fragrance. He lets us partner with what he's doing, and he lets us be the one that makes a fragrance to other people.
And we're out of time.
Yeah.
Yeehaw!
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
If you are in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise? You ought to be loosed from that infirmity, bless God.
Join us for the New Jersey Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Keith Butler, June 26th through the 28th. Register at kcm.org/NJ today.
Did you know if Jesus is your Lord, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus?
Yes.
I didn't know that. November the 2nd, 1962. And you've heard my testimony. All I knew was that I couldn't close my mouth for about 30 seconds. And profanity was gone from that day to this. I never heard of being a new creature. And I told Gloria, and she came over and said, hallelujah. I said, hella what? She said, well, I read the Bible your mother sent that you never read. And it said, seek ye first the kingdom. And she said, I sure do need things. So take my life and do something with it. You think they did? Yes, he did. So now, he did it all for you, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the family. God's will is the Holy Spirit. Now are we in Christ Jesus, the force of righteousness, love, the secret to your success. Those are the five chapters. And it's all here. And then this is very important. Read through the New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs in a year. There's all the scriptures in the days, and just takes so many. And then, how to study the Bible. Most people probably respect Nona. And this just tells you what to do. Your analytical concordance, Strong's, Vine's. Pray this prayer after me, please. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I believe all, with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
That you raised Jesus from the dead.
That you raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe it.
I believe it.
And I say it.
And I say it.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Take my life.
Take my life.
And do something with it.
Do something with it.
I believe you.
I believe you.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior according to the 10th chapter of the book of Romans.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior according to...
With the heart, man, a woman believes unto right standing with God. Say that.
With the heart.
With the heart, man believes unto right standing with God. And with the mouth is spoken.
With the mouth is spoken.
Unto righteousness.
Righteousness.
I believe it, and therefore have I spoken.
I believe it, and therefore
have I spoken. And I receive Jesus Christ of Nazareth as my Lord and Savior.
And I receive Jesus Christ of Nazareth as my Lord.
And I thank you, Father.
And I thank you, Father.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
And walk before you.
And walk before you.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
Angels watch over me.
Angels watch over me.
See to it.
See to it.
Take care of me and my family.
Take care. Me and my family.
According to the scriptures in 2 Corinthians 5,
according to the scriptures,
I am a new creature in Christ Jesus.
I am a new creature.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
That old sin nature's gone.
That old sin nature.
And all things have become new.
All things have become new.
And he who knew no sin.
And he who knew no sin.
Was made to be sin for me.
Was made to be sin for me.
That I might be made.
That I might be made.
The righteousness of God in
me. The righteousness of God.
Now then, I'm a Christian. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
With your Holy Spirit.
Your Comforter.
Your Comforter.
Your standby.
Your standby.
Your Intercessor.
Your Intercessor.
And that I may receive my heavenly language.
That I may receive my heavenly language.
It is for us today according to your word.
It is for us today according to your word.
Go ahead, you can do the same thing. You're a believer. Just lift your hands like we did. Praise you forever, my master. So I call myself a believer. I am a believer, not a doubter.
Spirit filled.
Serving God.
Serving God.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Glory to God. So all you need to do is just do what they said. We'll send it to you, of course.
KCM.org.
Free. KCM.org. Jesus is Lord. We'll see you again tomorrow. Remember this. God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Request your free package on kcm.org/salvation.